And repeat. And that's where we leave the BBC World Service. Plug in the fast charger to begin another day here on BBC Radio 4. Very good morning. Thank you so much for your company. It's just gone 20 past 5 on Wednesday, the 19th of February, 2025. Yes, already. My name is Vijay Alice. We'll head to the BBC Weather Centre in a moment, where Simon King is standing by with this morning's shipping forecast. First, though, let's look ahead to tomorrow afternoon, when we'll be taking a personal look at the natural world.
I have this lifelong relationship with the countryside. I wouldn't swap that for anything.
Six guests sharing their love of nature with me, Martha Carney.
When I put a snorkel on, or lucky enough to go scuba diving, and I enter the sea there, there's nowhere I'd rather be. It's endlessly fascinating.
Discovering the favourite places of Adur Ando, Hugh Fearnley Whittingstall and Sir James Dyson.
We've got now 1.4 million strawberry plants. So we obviously have humans to pick from, but we're also experimenting with robots.
The new series of This Natural Life starts on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds tomorrow afternoon at 3.
Now on Radio 4, here's Simon King.
Vigianis, thank you so much indeed. Good morning. And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Wednesday, the 19th of February. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, Forties, Cromarty, Fisher, Trafalgar, Fitzroy, Sol, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. Low Trafalgar, 1011, losing its identity by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, 40s, Cromarty. Southerly or southeasterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later in Viking. Occasional rain later, good occasionally moderate later. Fourth, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight. Southeast 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later in Fisher, rain later, good occasionally moderate later. Humber, Thames, south or southeast 4 to 6, rain later, good occasionally moderate later. Dover, White, Portland, southeast veering south or southwest 4 to 6, decreasing 3 for a time, occasional rain, good occasionally moderate. Plymouth, south or southwest 3 to 5, increasing 5 to 7 later, occasional rain, good occasionally poor. Biscay, cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming southwesterly 4 to 6 later, but variable 2 to 4 in southeast, occasional rain in north, good occasionally moderate. Southeast Fitzroy, southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasional rain, good occasionally poor. Northwest Fitzroy, Sol, southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 later, rain or thundery showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, southeast 4 to 6, veering south or southwest 6 to gale 8, occasional rain, perhaps thundery later, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, south or southeast, veering southwest later, 6 to gale 8, occasional rain, moderate or poor, occasionally good. Rockall, south or southeast, 6 to gale 8, decreasing 5 or 6 for a time, occasional rain, moderate or poor, occasionally good. Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes, south or southeast, 6 to gale 8, decreasing 5 or 6 later in Bailey, perhaps severe gale 9 later in Malin and Hebrides. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, easterly or southeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Occasional rain, moderate or poor. Weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, southeast 6, 6 miles, 1006, falling. Stornoway, southeast 4, 19 miles, 1007, falling. Lerwick, south southeast 6, 9 miles, 1016, falling. Lucas, southeast 3, missed 4 miles, 1015, falling more slowly. Bridlington, southeast 6, 1017, falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southeast 6, 5 miles, 1017. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 5 miles, 1015. Jersey, Southeast 4, Mist 5 miles, 1012, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, Southeast 5, 2 miles, 1012. Scilly Automatic, Southwest 4, recent rain 6 miles, 1007, rising slowly. Valentia, South 3, 5 miles, 1002, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, East 6, mist 3 miles, 1010, falling slowly. Malin Head, Southeast 7, 6 miles, 1004, falling. Here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500. General situation. The United Kingdom will lie in a south to southeasterly airflow during Wednesday, veering southwest into Thursday. Winds will be strong for most waters, with occasional gales affecting parts of the north and west. Cape Wrath to Retrohead, including Orkney. South or southeast 6 to gale 8, occasionally 5 in Murray Firth. Rain later, good occasionally moderate later. Retrohead to Berwick-upon-Tweed. South or southeast 5 to 7, occasionally 4 in Firth of Forth. Occasional rain or sleet later, good occasionally moderate later. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. South or southeast 5 to 7, decreasing 4 for a time. Occasional rain later, good occasionally moderate later. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. South or southeast 4 to 6, occasional rain later, good occasionally moderate later. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Southerly or southeasterly 4 to 6, decreasing 3 or 4 for a time. Occasional rain later, good occasionally moderate later. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Occasional rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Southeast veering south 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Arthur Scilly. South or southeast 3 to 5, veering south or southwest 5 to 7 later. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Land's End to the David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. East or southeast 4 to 6, veering south or southwest 5 to 7 later. Occasional rain, perhaps thundery later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. South or southeast 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 later. Rain at times, perhaps thundery later. Good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mall of Galloway. South or southeast 5 to 7, but mainly 3 to 5 in Morecambe Bay and Solway Firth. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man. Southeast 5 to 7, veering south 6 to gale 8. Later, rain at times, good, occasionally moderate or poor. Loch Foyle to Conifer Loch. Southerly or southeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in north. Rain at times, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southerly or southeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in North Channel. Rain at times, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ard Merchant Point. South or southeast 6 to gale 8. Rain at times. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Ard Merchant Point to Cape Wrath. Southeasterly 6 to gale 8 in south, but 4 to 6 in north until later. Occasional rain. Moderate or good. And the Shetland Isles. South or southeast 6 to gale 8. Showers. Rain later. Good. Occasionally moderate. And that completes the Shipping Bulletin. I'll be back with the general weather forecast in a few minutes.
Simon King, thank you. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Wednesday, the 19th of February. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Vijay Alice. Donald Trump says he has the power to end the war in Ukraine and has suggested Kyiv is responsible for the conflict. The government is cracking down on the sale of knives to children. In business, analysis suggests more first-time buyers will have to pay stamp duty from April. And in sport, a last-minute goal has ended Celtic's hopes of Champions League glory. Donald Trump has said he believes it's within his power to end the war in Ukraine after a meeting between senior US and Russian officials in Saudi Arabia yesterday. Speaking to reporters at his Florida home, Mr. Trump said the discussions had been very good and that he was now more confident of a peace deal. Mr. Trump said he was disappointed by Kyiv's complaints that it had been excluded from peace talks and suggested Russia's invasion may have been Ukraine's fault.
Today I heard, oh, well, we weren't invited. Well, you've been there for 3 years. You should have ended it 3 years. You should have never started it. You could have made a deal. I could have made a deal for Ukraine that would have given them almost all of the land, everything, almost all of the land, and no people would have been killed and no city would have been demolished and not one dome would have been knocked down.
Senior doctors who monitor NHS cancer services in England and Wales say up to half of patients with some forms of the disease don't get the right treatment. The National Cancer Audit Collaborating Centre looked at advanced types of prostate, kidney and colon cancers, where it said 30 to 50% of patients weren't treated in the most effective way. The Westminster and Welsh government say improving cancer services is a key priority. The government is setting out more new measures to tackle knife crime, including making online retailers report bulk sales to police and increasing jail sentences for selling knives to children. Ministers have described the plans as the toughest crackdown yet, but a review commissioned by the Home Office has found that the lack of age verification remained a huge vulnerability. The study was led by Commander Stephen Clayman of the Metropolitan Police.
There is no real responsibility on retailers to let law enforcement know if someone's buying 300 knives, which happens, and then how those knives are then resold across social media networks. There's no real control. And of course, once someone does that, they're, you know, effectively avoiding all the age verification aspects and the law.
An organisation monitoring anti-Muslim hate in the UK says the number of incidents it verified more than doubled last year compared with 2022. Almost 6,000 reports to Tell Mama were confirmed by monitors as anti-Muslim attacks. The organisation says men were targeted more than women for the first time since it was founded in